Hey there, After Buzzers. We're blasting off for The Expanse, Season 3, Episode 3, Assured Destruction. We finally have the gang and Vassaral and Bobby and them all together. Aaron Wright is just being a... We're not going to say those words. But yeah, stay tuned. We're going to talk all about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This theme song, it's just so wonderfully epic. I just get excited every time it's there. Hey, After Buzzers, how's it going? We're talking The Expanse, Season 3, Episode 3, which is just kind of funny. This, like, the threes, woohoo! Assured Destruction. My name is Carrie Lane. Sorry I haven't been here the first two, but I will be here with you now until the end.
And I'm Cherry Davis, and I'm happy to be talking The Expanse with you, Carrie.
And then Rick will be back, so don't worry, he's not gone either. Alrighty, so... Okay, so something on this show that I don't know if you guys have talked about yet. So we're going to talk about anything and everything, guys. Love Vassaral's fashion. Oh my gosh, I love it. Adore it. Her outfit when she's like in that rest chair. I'm like, that top, the B-work, I love it. Because she's just so amazing.
She is so stylish. I mean, I wish I could be that stylish if I was being chased by the UN.
You know.
The jewelry, the makeup is always on point.
Yeah.
What the heck? She even rocked those space boots, and she's yes. like, yeah, I can do this. What?
I love that line when Avis is like, yeah, just like you're walking around in pumps. And she's like, how do you know? I was in always in outer space.
So I was like, what have you done, Amos?
So Amos, do tell.
Was he dancing on a pole?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Then it was kind of interesting. Martian loyalties and such when Bobby gets to see the Martian flag deface and Amos is like, I thought it was funny. And you're just like, oh crap, there is tension on the ship. That's just like the start of it. But go Holden. He's like, it's all right. It's the Martian. The Martians are bonding. Holden, we love you.
We do. He's tortured. He needs his Naomi back again.
Yeah, their relationship is all kinds of awkward. How quickly would you forgive someone if they lied that majorly to you?
First of all, Naomi is gorgeous.
Yeah, right? It'd be hard to be like, she'd give you those puppy dog eyes. You'd be like, all right, fine.
Damn it. I'm mad at you, but you're just too pretty. I forgive you. Mm-hmm. And that'd be the end of it. I mean, it would be like thrown up every time we had a fight, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But I'd be like, you know, there's not a lot of options. Mm-hmm. And so...
Yeah. I don't know. What do you guys think? We do have a live chat on this show. So if you're watching us live, thank you so much for joining us. Please join us in the chat. And if you're watching it later, no problem. Comment down below your thoughts on what we're talking about. How quickly would you forget Naomi?
Well, ABK88, yo, says she is gold. So I think ABK would have forgiven her
pretty quickly. All right. well, I do. What do you think? I liked it a lot. Essentially olive branch that Alex does later of like, you know what, I'm still mad at you at this, but it doesn't mean we gotta be difficult with each other. It's, come on, you're confined quarters. You can be civil with each other.
They have to be civil, and of course, this is Alice's substitute family.
Yeah.
He's already let go of his wife and his son.
Yes.
And this is the new family that he is grasping on. So I think he's going to be the, not exactly the patriarch, but definitely the olive branch, making reminding everyone the core beliefs that they need to forgive each other.
Yes.
And they're all alone on the ship and they have to work together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he has the, I respect your commitment to the belt. And then I like that she is like, all right, okay. And then good on her part, too, because so many times in an argument, one person will be like, all right, my bad, and the other won't let it go. Mm-hmm. So I am so happy that she's like, all right, yes, I'll have your... food, thanks. For sure.
I mean, because she knows what she did wasn't fair or right, because other people got outvoted for things that they believed in, and they took the vote.
Yeah.
And she took it upon herself to do it. And more importantly, like I said last week, she should have kept that to the grave and just kept that on the down low. They never would have known if he hadn't told girl.
Yeah. And then how you mentioned, oh man, poor Alex with his wife, like, yeah, we don't need you anymore.
Oh, she's
don't
done.
Bother coming back. I'm like, oh... But I think we have this moment to kind of sever that tie, so we're not like, oh, is he going to go back and everything. So
I think she has a new husband. She's like, you know what? I space divorced you.
Yeah.
I'm done. My child needs a father, so no, I have no time for you, miss.
So then back to our main team. They've decided they're going to go to Io. I love how Holden is not taking Bobby's attitude.
Yes.
He's all, no. He's, nope. And then also telling Naomi, peace out, you can leave. I'm just like, oh, Holden is cold.
He is angry.
Ice.
Like, he's that betrayed anger of someone who slept with your sibling or something, where there's just, I think he'll have a hard time forgiving her.
Oh, yeah.
Because he thought she was a better person than that. Mm-hmm. But he also isn't putting himself in her space as a belter.
No.
Who's always been the bottom rung, and for once, they are going to have a seat at the table.
Yes. Kind of curious. Also, leave comments down below. I'm curious how many of you are reading or have read the books. I just started book 3, but I finished 2 a while ago, and right now it's doing a little bit of this, of the show and the books.
Huh.
And it was great. I tweeted at the writers, and I was like, so how much does it follow? And they're like, it's complicated. It's like, all right, I get you. So
like our love lives.
Right. But it's nice because that's something that's great about this show is, one, the writers are involved with it, and two, if you read it or watch it, you won't be bored if you do the other, which is cool. So if you guys are interested in reading the books, I highly recommend them. They're really good, and it's not so much like, oh, I know exactly what's going to happen, but not too different where you go, it's not the same thing. So, sidebar. So the UN, when they're doing this satellite, when they're like spying on the Martians, the first strike kind of base things. Ehrenreich pushing for war. Oh my gosh, can someone just see through his lies?
Ugh! He's not even that great of a liar. He openly, he almost looks like he's going to twirl a mustache. Yeah.
Seriously. Ugh.
Such a douche nozzle.
Okay. Predictions are later, but how, I want to know, people live and comments, how quickly do you think people are going to see through Ehrenreich's BS and be like, whoa? But we also got to take out Nguyen, too. So.
Well, I think that Reverend Dr. Anna knows his number.
Yes.
She's not one for his game.
Mm-hmm. So then we have the, I keep wanting to call him the president, but he's technically the secretary general.
Secretary general
of the UN. If I say president, he essentially is sort
president
of
the world of Earth.
Kind of. I do appreciate him in the beginning trying to be level-headed with Ehrenreich. Like, hold your horses, let's not do something crazy. But unfortunately, later, he lets ego get the best of him. And I'm like, which we'll get to that. But I was happy he started off well. I was like, oh, good, you're being normal. You're being like, let's like focus.
He wants to be on Mount Rushmore. He wants the statues. Yeah. His ego is just like, going crazy. It's like, dude, take it down a notch.
And then kind of something, it's a great, I love how the show has so many different things going on simultaneously. Then you like get the little nuggets of where things are going down. Because then we jump over to the Agatha King. Sorry, I was like, Agatha Christie. No, those are books. Going after the distress call. And Cotillard is alive! I was very excited because I was super bummed when I saw that. Gosh. He was like, dead. I do air quotes on this for the people listening.
So, I was like, Roberta, are you not going to say anything to them about the dropship? She was strictly worried about Christian. And then they were like,
The other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she's like, okay. Not really. Well, because poor little Theo doesn't live anymore anyways. Nah. And I don't know if Bobby really cares that much about Cotillard. So.
He wasn't strong enough to withhold the torture.
Yeah. Though Cotillard is kind of one of my favorites.
I like him.
I like him so much. Because him and Avasarala are so funny, too. They're great together.
They are.
And then, Admiral Nguyen takes... They are like, wait, okay, so we're going to take them as prisoners, so it's only one. It's like, nope.
Oh, and then, Admiral Thurther, the minute he said, oh, keep them secret, don't let anyone talk to them, he was like, what's up with that? What?
Oh, I love that Souther was like,
that don't sound right.
Nope. I'm glad that he's picking up on this stuff,
He's not
too.
For the okie-dokie.
No.
And also, he knows Christian, and he knows that she, whether his motive, whether he likes how she does something, or even the reason, he knows that she puts Earth and humanity first.
Yes. Yeah, Cotillard later, when the UN ship comes, we just said it, sorry. So I like the interrogation, essentially, with Nguyen and Souther. Interrogation interview. It wasn't really too much of an interrogation. And he's like, Avasarala is dead. Lying. It's okay. It's like,
he didn't care about the threats.
No.
He's like, oh, well, I guess I'll be executed. Oh, well, what? well, I ain't scared of jail.
Yeah.
He pretty much was like, I ain't scared of jail. I ain't scared of, no.
Yeah. He's like,
whatever.
Okay.
I'm done.
So then this moment when they were kind of interviewing it, I had a note too of like good or honest, like who is. And then it was like, Nguyen, no.
No.
But Souther, I had that moment that I'm like, you know what? I think he wants the truth of it all, which we learned by the end. He does.
He does. He does want the truth.
Win for the
He's
good guys.
He's a patriot.
Yes. So the kids. Oh my gosh. Just pull your little heartstrings.
Oh, poor little Katio. He's having so much fun with his superpowers.
Katoa.
Katoa.
Yeah.
Cute little boy.
He's like, I'm having so fun and like I'm gonna jump high and everything. And then they point out, okay, they're just doing them one at a time, which is smart. Like, only because also that's a good controlled experiment. Like,
yes.
You know, you only do one at a time. If there's an issue, let's go back and start over. And it's not contagious, which was interesting to note. And it's fun. It was weird seeing Mao with them because then I'm like, I almost have sympathy for Mao. Almost.
He's power mad, but he's not evil.
Right. Aaron Wright, I'd go in the evil category.
Yeah, he's evil.
And then Mao especially because it reminds him of his daughter.
Yes.
And then they had that, like, image up of her, too, that I kind of felt bad for him. Of like, oh, that just sucks.
She had that little puppy dog eye. She was bonding with him.
Oh,
she was
yeah.
I was like, girl, you playing him. Yes.
May's like, hi, nice to meet you. And I'm like, oh,
perfectly
so adorable.
Well deserved matter. She's so cute.
Yes.
And I feel bad because they're not going to have too much fun too soon with Dr. Strickland and his nefarious ways.
Yes. We had the... Oh, yeah. So poor Katoa has his seizures, and I'm like, so does this mean the experiment failed?
Failed.
So do we think this has failed, or is it going too far?
It's
because he got the blue eyes there, and I'm like...
It looks like he was getting the powers, but I don't think the human body is able to control the protomolecule.
Yep.
Or maybe if they were adults, it might be able to, but as children, I don't think it can.
Yep.
But, you know, they're kids, and kids just want to have fun, and they want to learn and grow in all areas of your life, like we do. For those who do, have we got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was us, the Expanse After Show, that sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out.
All right. Oh. And then more with Mao. Yes, when we said he points out Strickland, stop it, shut it down. And you're like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But
Strickland looked like he was like this power. No, I'm going to tell on you. I'm going to call Sadavar and tell on you.
I don't trust that Strickland's going to stop. Nope. So we get a fun little moment. Prax is such a quirky character with our team. And I mean the team is the main people on the Rosie. Because I was like, that's like our team. It's our, like, a symbol.
It's our people.
Yes. So when they have Amos and Prax, when they're like, okay, do you keep going or not? I was happy that Amos kind of became this, almost out of nowhere, strange cheerleader and motivator. Like, hey, if you don't go after your daughter, what else does she have out there? It's like, Amos, I don't really, like, he is definitely, like, the doer. Like, he wants to do something.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't always seem like the cheerleader, like, self-help guy.
Amos has always been a silent rock, and for the longest time, Naomi was the one in charge. Now that she's not directing and telling him what to do, he's growing as a person.
Yeah.
And he's learning his own moral center instead of relying on Naomi for a moral center. And I have to say, he's really bonding with the doctor.
Yeah.
And the doctor is also turning him into his moral center and sort of, he's very empathizing with not only May, but the other children that have also been kidnapped. So I can't help but wonder what happened to him in Baltimore. I'm sure it was something unpleasant for him as a child. I think he was pretty much on his own.
Probably. Avassaral and Holden. Them together was so fun, too. I like that he points out that she curses like a sailor. You're like, yes! That's the thing we love about her. That's, like,
she's
the best
awesome.
Ever. This is one of the characters I would say I almost like Avassaral better on the show because the actress just makes it so much more. Like, she's still really cool in the books, and funny thing, in the book, she's not even really in book one much, so they pulled that forward, which was great. Also, Anna just shows up now in book three, so I'm like, when she first popped up, I was so excited. I'm like, I just read about you. Though, there's minor differences, but they're doing it, like, pretty cool. Though she's... Oh, it's so fun of, like, well, is this going to happen? Because then I'm like, I don't know how well I can do predictions, because there's something else. But I'm like... Bleh. Like, she's doing a different thing how she's involved helping. We'll just say that. So I'm like, I wonder what they're going to do.
I love Christian, and I love her with Bobby.
Yes.
And I really think that Christian, as a woman who's been in charge and a leader for a long time, will eventually not exactly totally usurp Jim, but I think she will slowly get more and more power as they look towards her. And I think Bobby and Amos are first going to be fighting, but I'm shipping them.
Oh, Amos and Bobby. All right.
Sitting in a tree.
So is that... no. I'm like, Bomas? No. Ami? No. What are you guys... Who are you shipping? Because Alex and Bobby are a little too easy of Martian. That's like, meh. Nah. Also, their personalities, no.
No.
Though, it's like, we'll see. So, yeah. Vassarol, like, getting Holden all up to date and everything and whatever. Keeping keeping it safe. And Holden's great. I am nobody's savior was like, oh.
He's really changing. Changing. And I don't know if it's for the better or for the worse.
It's a good question.
But it sort of reminds me of the first season where he was just emotionally dead. And now that he doesn't have Naomi sort of whispering in his ear like Jiminy Cricket, he's returning back to his old self, but not completely, because he's keeping his promises, but he's welling off his emotions, and he's trying to be very analytical.
Yeah, in the beginning, Holden was so much like, just jump in, not even think about it, and emotions, and we're going to save everybody. Everybody has a right to know. And now he's like, all right, maybe this wasn't the bestest plan. I should, like, tone this down a little bit and be a little more guided, so.
And going to Io means that they will hopefully see the doctor. Marvin Richardson says that he thinks the doc will take the little girl, and a few others to continue the experiments on his own. But he needs money.
No, so, not poor May. Don't take May.
Not my little cutie pie. But I think he needs money, and he's going to have to go somewhere.
Would Aaron Wright fund him?
I think Aaron Wright would fund him.
Shady.
And if that happens, then what would happen to Mal? I think it'll be a little bit of a war. But scientists can't fight off some hired guns.
No.
No.
Speaking of people with guidance, we have Anna helping, Secretary General. I was like, is Faster say President? But I'm like, no, they're both kind of long. Helping him with that speech work, and they kind of have this great debate about war, and I really like how she pointed it out, the, like, you can't say we're doing God's work doing this. It's like, so I don't know. On Twitter, somebody was tweeting at The Expanse writers and were saying, like, stop having the Scientology ads. So I don't know if Scientology ads were airing in other states. Let us know. I fast-forwarded through the commercials, so I don't really know.
I haven't seen them.
But they were kind of like, maybe you shouldn't have these ads. And they're like, do you think we choose what ads are on there?
They have no control.
So it's kind of funny because, like, this show, with Anna, we kind of have the first, I mean, we've had it before a little bit, but Anna's our first, like, religious figure.
Yes.
Also presented in a really good light, too. Like, it's not a religious figure that's overly zealous. She's not corrupt as of yet. I trust her, I think. There you go. Do you trust her?
I trust her to be a truly decent person.
Yes.
I don't know what went on between her and the Secretary General, but I know that she said twice now in the episodes, using the number 37. I don't know if that has something to do with the book. I don't know. I think it has something to do with the fact that that's why they stopped talking for a long time. I think they went, at one time, were both on the path of righteousness. And then he sort of veered right to power. And she veered left to still being a decent person. But she's making compromises by helping him since she's a wonderful speechwriter.
Yes.
But yeah, I do trust her to be a basically decent person who's going to try to keep him on the path of the right and narrow path.
Well, yeah, because even her advice of, like, what a good leader is. And a good leader sacrifices as few lives as possible.
Yes.
Which, but, no. Yeah. Then we have, oh, yeah, so we, back to how you were saying about Abbasrallah taking more control on the ship, which I think is very possible. I liked her powwow with everybody. I'm like, all right, guys, let's catch everybody up, which is nice because it's those moments where one character knows one thing and another doesn't. And you're like, okay, we need that moment where everybody gets on the same page. So she points out how Aaron Wright and Mao and the protomolecule army essentially are being made. So they're like, okay, cool. And then in deciding what to do, I like her rush to be like, yeah, fine, let's just nuke Io. And you're like, whoa, wait, I don't know if there must be a better way.
To go. I mean, to get rid of the protomolecule creatures.
Yep.
And also to keep the science from going outside. Because she knows what they're doing. She knows what they plan on doing. And for the sake of not only Earth, but for general humanity, they can't be allowed to get away.
No.
What I thought was interesting, the way Bobby pretty much said in a polite way, I'm a Martian, I'm a Marine, and I will take this ship. And then when Amos was like, I'm a Marine, so what? We'll just go out. And she looked at him like, right, okay.
Yeah.
Keep like, dreaming that, but like, no.
No.
I will beat you down.
Who'd win in a fight, Bobby or Alex?
Kind of think Bobby. I mean, Bobby, I love Amos, but I really think the Marines.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking Alex is a Marine. No, yeah. So,
oh, no, Alex would totally lose.
Yeah. Like, Amos versus Bobby. My money's on Bobby.
Yeah. And Amos, I mean, not Amos, but I think Alex has a certain loyalty to Mars.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he would give her access to the ship because Naomi wanted to do the password, but Alice has a password, and I think he kind of, like, veered towards his own people.
Yeah. No, totally. Yeah, we already talked about how the Aaron Wright was fluffing Secretary General's ego, which leads to the scene that was just so aggravating to watch when they're like, yeah, okay, let's launch. But then they first have the scare, like, oh, no, number five isn't launching. But then also, station number five launches back. Oh, crap.
Late.
Yeah. Whoops. So they destroy the Martian, the MCR first strike capability, but we lose 2 million people in Amazonia, South America.
But was that really an oops? I think that he told his people to delay the shot, therefore creating a divide and less influence for Reverend Dr. Anna with Secretary General Gillis, because he already saw that he doesn't have the same history with her, and he looked at her as a rival, and, you know, he isn't cool with rivals. He's like,
oh, no. I actually had not thought of him doing that on purpose, but it 100% makes sense, because he goes to her later, and then he's like, yeah, if only he hadn't wavered. And you're like,
that's some Machiavellian planning.
Oh, I want her to one-up him, somebody to be like,
I just wanted to just embed their foot up his behind. Just beat the crap out of him. That's how I roll.
There'd be a lot to beat out.
Oh, hey.
Yes.
Marvin Richardson chimed in and said, Amos wins if Bobby don't use her suit. But you have to remember, Marvin, she's a Martian and they're used to a stronger gravitational?
They train in Earth's gravity / higher when they do their training.
Yes, so even without the suit on, she's strong.
Oh,
she's a big. She's a big woman.
That suit is
it
what makes
lot.
Her stand out for sure.
Yes,
like that is the juggernaut thing to have for sure. And I hope they get that all fixed that she can use that at all times. Be like, come on, because that thing is really darn cool. Oh yes. So Naomi and Abbasrallah. Oh, girl fight. Ooh, yeah, let's get out them claws.
Cause that wasn't even a girl fight. That was a dog fight. They were both like, rrr.
Oh, yeah. They were just like, let me tell you, girl. You're just like, oh, my goodness.
I love that. When she's like,
yeah,
well, I guess we're enemies then.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, she's like, oh, we don't have to be friends. We don't have to be, but we don't have to be enemies. It's like, oh, yeah. Oh, that was so, that's so satisfying. But the question that's proposed that I'm curious about you guys and you as well, Cherry, does Earth not have the protomolecule then the way Naomi thinks?
I thought they did have the protomolecule, but I think I might have been wrong. I think the UN has the protomolecule.
Okay.
And to me, the UN is
represents Earth enough, yeah.
So they do have the molecule, protomolecule. Yeah. She just don't know. And neither does Christian. And I don't think everybody knows. Who has the protomolecule, I should correct that, is Sadivar and his minions. Mm-hmm. But the rest of Earth doesn't have it.
There you go. So what do you think, guys?
What do y'all think?
What do you think?
Marvin, I know you're questioning it. You and ABK88 are just firing up, talking amongst yourselves. Ask us. Include us in the conversation.
Join in. No, it's great. I love the chats fired up. I think even if I it's one of those, I'm sorry if I forget, there's so many wonderful details on this show. I can't recall when we've seen Earth having the protomolecule sample, but if anybody has it, I'm thinking it's not the people who should.
Yes.
Fred Johnson having it / giving it away
to the AO.
Yeah. That I don't trust. I kind of do trust Fred Johnson to be... I'm like, what's a good word for that? He's smart. Like, that doesn't even seem the right word. But I don't feel he'd do something stupid and not well calculated. He's very calculating. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Fred Johnson thinks things out. So now... Maybe not before, but now. So I'm not as like upset that the OPA has it.
Fred is calculating, and how he wants to use it is to insist that the belt is treated with equality
with
everyone else, as opposed to them constantly scrambling to have water, to have food, to be to be treated equally. Mm-hmm. I don't think he wants to use it to attack.
No.
Earth, or to attack
just as
Mars.
The backup of like,
he just
we
wants
got this.
To say, "Well, I've got my finger on the bomb. Mm-hmm. You've got your finger on the bomb. Oh, well, I guess assured destruction."
I was like, "This just sounds like real world stuff too." And War Games. If anybody's seen War Games, then let's see. Oh yeah. So we talked a little bit about them, but how we wrap up with Souther and Kotiar. When first we kind of touched upon how Souther talks to Kotiar of like, all right, goes to him and goes, you know what, even if I don't like Vassaral, I trust her. I like that Kotiar right away is like, all right, here are all the facts. Let me update you. Again, speaking to things where we need to update characters because it's, I mean, they have technology, but nobody like calls someone on a cell phone. Yo, so this person is bad because of XYZ. Like, hurry up and tell people. I mean, they do send some messages, and then there's the coded message, because we like, do you have proof? And it's like, yes, there is proof. And I think that's the thing that Vassaral was like, okay, we need to get this decrypted on the ship. So
they have the coded messages. They're just concerned that they would be snatched out and it wouldn't go to the right person, and they'd be able to trace
send
it back.
Send it to everybody. But do like Holden before. I'm going to tell everybody.
Tell everybody. What I also love about Admiral Souther is that you realize he's a great admiral because his people are so loyal to him.
Yes.
I love the way his bridge person
lady
was like, let me flash the lights and let them know they're coming.
Yeah.
I was like, dude,
so how long do I have for that power outage? 20 minutes? That's
how
great.
How long do you
good.
Want
yeah.
it for? What?
And he's like, oh, yeah, there's electrical. And then the lady, I didn't catch her name, is like kind of second in command, how she gets the security guard. No, you got to come with me.
Come with me right now. Yes. I thought that was
a great
example.
Oh, and I'm so glad
example.
He got out just clean and
just
safe.
Just in time.
That would have been so annoying.
What Admiral Nguyen.
Nguyen
would have done, but I don't think it would have been anything nice.
Oh, no.
And he suspects that he was in there, but he isn't sure.
Oh.
And they turned the cameras off, so there'll be no proof.
Yeah.
But he already threatened to take away his command if
he
tries anything. Yeah, he did.
Because at the very end, he's like, you know what? I'm going to take you up on your offer. I'm taking over the ship. And you're like, punch. And then I bet Souther's like, damn. He's like, why did I say anything?
Should kept that on the down low.
Yes. I'm like, we kind of blazed through some stuff.
We blazed through quite a bit.
I'm like, this one was like, were there any moments that popped out to you that we did not cover yet? You're like, let me check my notes.
I have so many notes. I'm like, what? What did we talk about?
Yes.
I like how Christian, who I personally... I'm clear about, she's a great leader. Mm-hmm. She truly cares about not only Earth, but humanity. Mm-hmm. how she told Jim that she had met with his mother when there's all the news, and that she wanted to find out about him, his motivation, and that's how she knew he really wasn't a traitor.
Yeah.
And it kind of got him for a minute, and then he was like, no, I made my promise. I'm going to do what I promised. I'm going to move ahead. But that was another, she wasn't being manipulative, but it was just a reminder, this is what a true leader does. You don't think of the immediate problem. You look at five steps ahead.
Yes.
And she's already sort of looking at what's best for everyone.
Yeah. Oh, no, for sure. I don't, I think that was her moment to be like, I wanted to know the facts. I didn't assume about you. And then, yeah, chat room, please chime in. Were there any other points on this episode we didn't get to talk to yet that you want to talk about?
So Marvin Richardson is saying only the belt has the proto. Mars and Earth are waiting on Mao to weaponize it first. I think I could be wrong.
I think that's a possibility. The belt
has it. I'm pretty sure that Mars has it from the very first. They didn't know what it was, but they have like a tiny sample.
They have it.
But I don't think enough to be able to do anything with it.
And there's a tiny piece of it.
On the ship.
On the Rosie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is, I assume, growing or doing something.
Darn, that's not good. Actually, that was a moment that I'm like, maybe it's just one of those streamlined for the episode, but I'm like, I really hope they talked about this off, like, on a scene we don't see. When Bobby's like, you all fought it and won, I would have wanted them to be like, we learned it feeds on radiation, so we sent it to here. This is how we killed it. Like, this is the sharing of information that we need. One, what is the thing you want and how do you kill it? And, I mean, not like Bobby's going to run off and go do it, but I feel this is information that should be shared.
They did say that they destroyed the creature in the blast from the ship. But they didn't give all the information because they don't trust Bobby.
Oh, that because Bobby
straight up said, you know, I'll take over this ship. Y'all will do as I say. Or better still, her loyalty towards Christian, because they both have the same motivation and long-term plan, means that if Christian said, we need to take over this ship, they're not flying right.
No.
I think it would have been all-out war. And really, the only two people can really fight is Amos, Naomi.
hand-to-hand.
Yeah, that are, like, militarily trained. Everybody else is like,
Perhaps not so much. He's getting better, though.
He's getting a little bit better.
Though, there's a scene when they first meet Prax in book two, and, like, he kind of goes with them to look for his daughter. There's, like, this firefight, like, shootout, and it does not go well. And it's almost comedic because he's kind of like, did I do well? And they're like, no, you need to stay back. You're going to cause a problem.
Some people can't have a gun, and I'm looking at you, Christian. You should never have a gun again, girl.
Remember she's like, but Bobby complimented her, like, all right, cool. But again, it's similar to the thing like Walking Dead of if you're in a dangerous situation, everybody should be trained on number one, first aid, and then number two, how to defend yourself. Because it's like, wait, if only they're like, hey, what about the medic? We only have one. Mm-hmm. And then they die. Yes. But luckily on the Rosie, they have the whole like med bay thing, which is amazing. Let's all just sit on this thing and then like. Or encased.
Yes, it's very helpful.
Yeah.
Even though Amos did help the doctor to sew up his wounds, which I thought was very... It was very nurturing. I like that a lot. Yeah.
Like, let me staple your head, buddy. Anything else interesting from the chat of topics or whatnot?
So, Marvin Richardson pointed out that the attack on MCM was a sales pitch, kind of, and the Roshi burned it. Oh, that Mao is a arms dealer. And that he's probably selling to both sides.
Oh, yes.
And if the birthers had any money, he'd probably sell to them, but they're broke, so, you know, he's not hearing them.
Oh, the belters. Yeah, sorry, I heard birthers. Broke. And I'm like, what?
Belters? Birthers? No.
I was like, that's over a Handmaid's Tale.
Wrong show. Wrong show.
And then I appreciate we got somebody really enthusiastic. Any other people chiming in? Interesting comments?
And so let's go up. Marvin Richardson said the butcher could ally with Johnson. The doc. Mm-hmm. And ABK88 agreed that Christian is very persuasive.
Yes, I think, well, she makes good points too. She doesn't, that's the other thing too of a good leader doesn't just say do it because I say so. Avasarala gives reasons and goes, hey guys, let me line it out for you. What? That was Yes.
Yes. And then Marvin Richardson said that he kind of felt for Mao in this episode, but just a smidge.
Right? I want to know what you all thought. Please comment on the video later, if you're watching this later. Do you feel for Mao? I feel, this episode made me go, oh, you're still a bad guy, but I kind of feel a teeny tiny bit bad for him.
I mean, he is an arms dealer and he's simply selling the weapons.
Yes.
So he's but not he shooting like, people themselves.
True. But that you're aiding and embedding. But it's the hurting of children that he's like. And then that's kind of the true sign of an evil villain or not, because they're like, let's save the kids at least, you know?
Yes. Because really, I don't think he realized he was experimenting on children. It wasn't until he got there that he was like, wait,
or we'll see the real repercussions of how much it's affecting these children. And also, him talking to May, like, because Prax is Asian and he's Asian, it looks like his daughter.
Yes.
Like, literally, it looks probably like Julie to him.
Yes.
Looking at her. So, I mean, like, I think he still would have been sympathetic regardless of what race the kid would have been, because May's just adorable.
She's a cutie.
But probably her looking like his daughter pulls him back, and he's like, oh. Oh, and when she's like, hey, where are your daughters now or something? Are they here? And he kind of goes, no.
So I think he's having a crisis.
Side note, I don't know if she'll... okay, viewers, I want to know your thoughts on this, too. If we haven't read the book kind of situation, though, I mean, like, I have, but I meant, like, if you... Do you not want me to say if characters are coming in later? Because I'm like, I don't know if it will come in on the show, but it's interesting to read it and be like, oh, well, so-and-so popped up, so please let me know. I will hold back right now because I'm like... But please leave comments down below if there are characters or situations, not necessarily spoiling what's going to happen in the show, because we don't know if it's going to be like that, but I'm totally cool doing parallel things. Like, I don't want to get ahead, because I read a lot of books to shows and movies, because I don't really want to spoil it for anybody, because it's more interesting to compare, but let me know. Would you want to know ahead of time, or rather?
No, I usually don't even watch the previews for the next week, because I like to be totally surprised. But I'm kind of weird that way.
Yeah.
And Nisaid 5674 said, I don't think anyone on the ship except Naomi would go against Holden if Avasarala wanted the ship.
True. Yeah. But I think they can see that she's a level-headed and has good intentions, that they would get behind her. Though I think they do have a high loyalty to Holden.
I think she's a better leader, and I think Holden will eventually say,
I hope
he will go to her for advice.
Yes.
Because Naomi, the person he usually would have gone to advice for, he's super angry
with. They
got
issues, yes.
And I think he trusts Christian, because she's been very clear about why she wants to do what she wants and how, and the information, and she's sharing information with him. So I think right now he feels she's more trustworthy than Naomi, because the betrayal that Naomi did wasn't just betrayal of the ship, it was a betrayal of their relationship.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's probably the real reason that he's so angry with her, that he's like super mad.
Yeah.
And I think that's also why she felt so guilty and felt the need to tell everyone.
Probably.
Because she was like, I'm so super, I feel kind of bad. But once again, when you do stuff, couples, sometimes you need to keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
Do not
Does the truth benefit that person? And if not, maybe not. Not that we're encouraging y'all to lie.
You shouldn't lie.
It's a situation that you go, is this going to benefit or make things better for that person? If no, maybe you need to keep your badness to yourself and go to the grave.
Naomi only told that to make herself feel better.
Exactly.
As opposed to looking at how it would affect the ship.
Yep.
And it made her feel better to tell them, because then she felt the burden was off her.
Yeah.
But that means everyone else has the burden.
Made their whole relationship complicated with the whole ship. All right. Let's get into some predictions, because I was like, ooh, we're teetering on the edge of them. So let's do some predictions. There we are.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
And I promise y'all, I won't say predictions if it's actually something I know. But like I said, so far, it's not been that similar. So it's, I am hoping that Avasarala And there we go. My predictions are more like, what would I like to see? What do I hope? I am hoping and liking the idea that Vassarala does take more control slash does a team effort with Holden of guiding and counsel and doing the leadership position. Mm-hmm. Because also she knows information he does not, and likewise. So, like, they should help each other out with that. Really hope Ehrenreich gets called out by Anna. I want Anna to be the one to be like, this is what's going on, guys. Let me tell you, Ehrenreich is full of BS, and we need to stop that. Strickland is not going to stop doing his science experiments, even though Mal said it. But I do agree that your point that he will need funding, so is Ehrenreich going to fund him? Which that might be the nice little connection thing to be like, well, this is how he's guilty. I really, really, really don't want May to get infected, but she could be. Not yet, but I meant, like, she could be the next mm-hmm. one. But hopefully, if she does get infected, I would hope they can stop it soon enough that maybe... I don't know. That's a good question. Is, like, if you get any of the protomolecule in you, like, these kids, like, could we cure her of her degenerative, like, genetic disease and then stop and it not, like, mutate into horribleness? We haven't really touched upon on this episode at all, like, what's going on Venus. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, there was some that was a little bit brought up in the first two episodes, but what's going down on Venus? What's going to happen next with Protomolecule? Because that's something else that's going on outside of all anybody's control. So those are mine, I think.
Mine are that Admiral Southern is going to not only keep on the ship looking and trying to talk more with Cotier, I think mm-hmm. he's going to try and reach out to other loyalists,
not rebellious
people, to try and figure out what they know mm-hmm. and piece together some information. I'm hoping that Admiral Nguyen doesn't hear about it, because I think he'd put him in the brigs mm-hmm. or kill him or whatever. Oh, yeah. And
Maybe they can expose him soon, too.
Exposure!
Please, let's tear all these people down!
And then my other thing is that I agree with you that Christian is not going to take over. Yeah. I think she's going to be, because she's never needed to be the face or the leader of the government.
Right.
She's totally fine with being an advisor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think she'd be totally fine with advising. I'm hoping that Amos and Roberta will realize they have more in common
mm-hmm.
than they realize mm-hmm. and have sort of like a d'etat. And just get along. Or better still, start dating. Yay, I need a little bit of love in my shit.
Well, they'd be the perfect examples, like the joke of any of the Belt of Earth or Mars, like between each other. Like, they need to just sit down and talk. And Bobby's doing a better job of, like, all right, all the stereotypes of all these other people aren't really correct. Because it's like, come on, they do it to you too. You need to just have a chat and let's talk it out. It's like, Bobby, I understand your loyalty to your planet. I was like, your country, your planet. But you need to be able to listen to other people, which she is getting better at.
Yes. She's getting much better. Yeah. I think it's because she's getting exposed to other
exactly
people from other planets and things.
Anything else before we wrap up?
Marvin Richardson said, Vassarala is a great politician, but I don't think that makes her a better leader for the crew. After all, she put herself in this situation. Remember going to see Mao alone and in secret wasn't the best.
That's how diplomacy works. And Holden need to work together and like have actually there you go they all should be talking out, but again Vassarala and Holden are more the top dog leaders mm-hmm. and I think for her she doesn't necessarily have to be the one in charge I don't think she could sit back if he's doing a poor job so that's how I think it will build on their relationship.
What sort of made her and Roberta step back is that they do agree with him. They do need to go to Io.
Yeah.
And put and nip that in the bud.
Oh, boy. We'll see what happens next time. So thank you so much for watching The Expanse After Show. So where can they find you online?
You can find me, Cherry, at Cherry_LA on Twitter and Instagram. And I also cover the...
Yeah, what other shows?
I cover the 100 on Tuesday. I cover this one and I cover the show on tonight. My mind is blanking.
It's okay. Well, will follow you on Twitter so you can be up to date on all the awesome shows she covers. My name is Carrie Lane. Y'all can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And real quick, the shows I do is this one, The Expanse. Right after this is Westworld. Box Office Breakdown, we cover what movies come out. Star Trek Discovery, which that one we're doing a hiatus because that show's done, but we talk about Star Trek as well. Marvel TV Weekly is going to be moving into that late night Sunday spot starting in like a week or two. Double check online. Handmaid's Tale starts tomorrow. I know a lot of you were asking online. Tuesday's horror movie news as well as anime after show. We're talking about Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. And on Wednesdays, we have Timeless and Legion. Thank you so much for watching, everybody, and we'll see you all next week. And thanks for joining us in the chat.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.